welcome to the Elimination Season 4, Round 2. Here to entertain you as Pauline, Dave, and of course, your host, Bob! Oh, Mark calling us. Come in.
It is elimination time. I am Bob, your host of Elimination. I'm just going to turn my headphones up. Thank you. There you go. I'm here with my dad, Dave.
How do?
What are you drinking there, Dave? What's that?
Cafe latte. Cold.
Oof. Okay. Oh, no. Thanks a latte. And cousin Pauline's here.
Hello.
We're all here once again in this happy place we call Spare Room.
Studio one.
Yeah. Not that there's a number two.
Wait,
in the toilet. How are we? We all right?
Marvellous.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. So, our first exit of the second round was Steve Martin.
He's gone.
Ricky Gervais went through. This time, the matchup is
another Anglo-American match.
Yeah, but we don't look at it like that, though, do we? We don't Okay. Eddie Murphy and Frank Skinner. Thoughts, Pauline?
Kind of a funny one, this.
Yeah, it is.
It's a funny one.
Very different.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They don't. Both of them don't blow me away.
Oh, so this is...
This is one of them where...
You're like, meh, don't really care if you lose one, don't you care?
I'm not bothered.
Well,
should I say that this early?
It's up to you. It's up to you. It's yours.
I've got no idea which one I'm going to put through.
This is a happy space that you're in. Yeah. Let's talk about Frank Skinner. So... when did you first come on your radar, Dave?
Fantasy football, I think.
With Badil,
yeah.
Skinner.
I think that's the first time I ever saw him. I like him. I've always liked him. I like his stand-up. I like it when he's on chat shows. I liked his chat show back in the day.
Good name for a podcast.
He's done documentaries. He's done one about George Formby, I seem to remember, which I really enjoyed when he was learning to play the ukulele.
Yeah, that's all
right. I just think he's good. I like him. Then if I thought he failed. He was good on Taskmaster.
Room 101.
Yeah, Room 101. The only thing I think he failed, he done that sitcom, didn't he? With Paula Wilcox, who was in Man About the House.
That's and right,
that,
yeah.
That didn't quite make it
it's
for
It's funny
me.
How some people can sort of just don't fit.
Well, I really like Lee Mack. I don't like not going out. So.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, it's strange. Because I think it's more relaxed, isn't it? When they're not learning lines and stuff, they just... Obviously, they've got their material, but like the clip we just watched of Lee Mack telling a story on the chat show, it's relaxed, it's chilled out, you know. It's more them. I don't really remember Frank Skinner not being around. Like, I feel like he's been around for a long time, mainly because of the whole football thing and Three Lions.
Oh, I did read his autobiography.
Yeah, I did as well, yeah. It was purple on the front.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. He's done well because he was alcoholic, wasn't he? Like, a bit like Tony Adams, and he... Got his life back together. I think his real name is Chris Collins.
Oh, I didn't realise it wasn't his name.
Well, if you read his book,
you must have known.
Oh, that's a long time ago, Dave.
Well, it really is the same time.
Yeah, but you've got a memory.
Yeah, true. I think it's Chris Collins' his name.
You read his autobiography, didn't even realise he had a different name.
I only remember sort of snippets of it. Well, because I've mentioned this before, the Frank Skinner autobiography starts with him saying... I hate when I read an autobiography and it starts when before they're famous. He said, I don't care about that bit, so I'm just going to start the book.
No, I like that. I do. Read about, like,
so he sort of started his when he first got his, you know, got his career kind of going in that way. But yeah, I like the bit before. And is he, I mean, Frank Skinner's done a lot without Badil. Is Badil any good without... Frank.
No, I remember they'd done that programme, Badil and Skinner Unplanned.
Oh, yeah.
They just sat on a sofa and just talked and got questions for the audience.
And they named the episode at the end, didn't they, about something.
And someone for the crowd said to David Badil, are you... The Ernie Wise, and he's the Eric Walker.
Oh, that's a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah. Even though I thought Ernie Wise, they were all Ernie Wise, as far as I'm concerned. And Eric Morecambe was a lot better for having Ernie Wise there, but he was saying that he was the funny one and he was the straight man. Which he is.
Yeah.
I very rarely, I didn't like Badil and Whitehouse, was it?
Oh, yeah, it was the...
Even though they played like stadium, first real comedians to play at stadium.
Yeah, they did, their famous joke was the one where it just ends with, hey, you know, you see that dog going to the toilet over there? That's you, that is. That's what it was, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, that's you, that is.
He was about the worst ever guest on Taskmaster.
Yeah, terrible.
Him and Fat Bird. Can't say that anymore.
Enormous.
Joe Brand.
Well, you say I can't say that. That's a whole act.
Yeah, she ain't got nothing left to say, Mama.
But, yeah, Skinner and Badil, Skinner's 98% of it.
Yeah. And when you read their book, he was saying that when Three Lions first came out and it was like the European Cup or whatever, he said we were going to win it. He said we just knew we was going to win it. It was the summer of all summers. It was the song was coming out. Yeah. We'd gone from being famous to suddenly stadiums.
That is where I first properly heard of who he was. Yeah. The song.
And then, obviously we didn't win it. But yeah,
as usual,
it was one of those things. Yeah, we were going to win it. It wasn't even a question. We was going to win it. It was going to be brilliant, and it could be best summer ever, which it was. But he said, that's not.
I was doing a Frank Skinner story about the mum and dad voting. I've told you that one before, haven't I?
Oh yeah, yeah, you have. Yeah, yeah, I just realised.
He was. Do you remember it, Paul?
Oh, so it rings a bell.
It's his mum and dad had an agreement. I think his dad was Labour and she was Conservative. So they realised if they go out in the rain to vote, they're going to vote one way, one the other. So they come to this agreement that neither of them would vote. And so it stayed.
Yeah.
And he was there with his mum and dad. And his mate come in on election night and watch the results come in, caught a couple of cans in, they're chatting away. And he turned around to his dad and said, you been out and vote with him, Mr. Collins? He goes, no, he says, we come in this agreement. So we're Labour and Tory, so we don't vote. It's the same, so we don't vote, do we, love? And she goes, I did. So she sneaked out and got one over on him.
Her vote, it counted.
And probably done it every year.
Oh, can you imagine, yeah. They just tricked him into not voting.
His book, that story.
Oh, you don't remember that, do you?
No, I don't remember that. Well, I remember Dave telling me.
Are you sure you read this
book? It was a long time ago. I actually listened to it on, audio, rather than him talking about it.
Was it him doing it?
Yeah, it was.
It's best when it's the person.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I've done Bob Monkhouse's one, and it was him telling the stories.
Oh, yeah, you got to have them, do
I've
it.
Never done an audio book.
I used to walk to work when I lived in Dulwich, and it took about an hour and 20. So I just used to listen to a whole... audiobook, I listen to loads, even if I didn't like the person. Michael McIntyre did it as well. I'm just really curious about how people sort of get to there. Do you know what I mean? When they do get famous and they sort of meet people, I'm not really fussed about that. It's like the Ricky Gervais thing where he said this amazing night where I went to see David Bowie live. And he said, it was after The Office, I was getting a bit of traction, people recognising me. And so some guy who he'd just met, who was also famous, said, oh, I'm going backstage to meet David Bowie, do you want to come? And he was like, yeah, he's my hero, yeah, definitely, I'm going to go. And so he's following this guy, and as this guy's walking, he's grabbing sort of other famous people. So he said we was on this like famous conga, like of these people that are just barely famous.
Yeah.
Went in the room, met David Bowie, brilliant night. And he said the next night I was in the pub with my normal friends and somebody said to him, oh, what did you get up to last night? And he just thought, no, nothing, didn't get. Yeah, because it was so, he said it was so celebrity and so, he was like, yeah, I just had a night in. Like, he couldn't bring himself to sort of, oh, yeah, he never guess who I met, where I went. But he's not like that, is he? I don't think. He's not sort of. Even though he plays that on his stand-up, there's a recession, apparently. Doesn't affect me. we're not talking about Ricky Gervais. I could go down a whole rabbit hole, couldn't I? I've got a little bit of a new rash.
I've
got a new feature.
No.
Oh, why you say that?
That's a bit worrying. Do you know this, Dave?
No,
yeah, I've been thinking about it for ages, and I just
think Dave gets excited, I get worried.
Yeah, yeah, you should be.
Oh no, don't.
Your dad, Pauline, has given me
No, I don't believe it.
No,
yeah,
no, what it is this is the tune. You just heard it because I was just doing it downstairs. That don't impress me much. So it's things that are out there in the world that impress other people, but you're not impressed by it. And I give you an example. Ooh. This is going to be me, right? Okay, I've got an example, so I'll go first. So any choreographed dance, anything.
How ridiculous.
When you've got five or six people dancing all to the
so
same.
So you've got diversity, who are absolutely fantastic. That is what they do is amazing, and you're not impressed by that. It's- That don't
impress me much. It just doesn't. I look at it and think, yeah, well done, nice one. It doesn't. I'm not impressed by it.
Mine's comedians and stand up.
Well, save it for another episode. We're only going to have one.
No, but, I'm joking. But, I have to think about that.
It annoys me. It annoys me because there is nothing that a group of people can do dancing all together that hasn't been done before. I seriously think that you can't do anything with the human body in a dance that hasn't been done before now.
Could you go and watch a ballet?
Oh, God,
for
no.
2 or 3 hours.
Oh, God, see, no. I have. Oh, it's so
if
good.
If I weren't sleeping, right?
I'd rather just sit in a darkened room for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Swan Lake.
It'd be the same thing.
I'd really love to see Swan Lake.
I think the swan dies in the end, isn't it?
What, the black swan? Oh, no, don't say nothing. Oh, I'm covering up the microphone.
No, the swan goes down in the lava with its thumb.
Yeah. I think I'm the same as you, Robert. Dancing don't do much for me, I'm afraid.
Especially when you're bored. Not bored, but...
Donald O'Connor was quite good in Singing in the Rain when he was running up the wall. I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, but I just...
But to me, diversity...
Britain's Got Talent, where you get a great big group of people.
And I must admit, Fred Astaire, I found, he was... I tell you, he didn't dance, he glided.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, look at him.
No. One person just dancing like that to their music or music.
But it's harder for a group. You've all got to be exactly.
It just doesn't.
Yeah, I'm
well
with
done,
you
can move to the same thing.
It's
as
like synchronized swimming. That's crap, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's like somebody singing, well done, you can sing a note.
No.
Yeah, well, that's why these days you get singers that are wearing ridiculous outfits because they got to stand out somehow. I need to be. Oh, she's a.
Bless you, my son. Two, a trick.
Thank you.
One more.
No, I need to do the most.
Okay. So that's a new feature. We're going to ask other people if you've got one that you're not impressed by. Send it in.
That don't impress them.
That's
much.
So that
good feature, okay. Robert.
Yeah. So yeah.
Did you just
think
that downstairs? Me and wife,
no.
Can we have a theme tune one more time? That don't
impress me much. It doesn't.
That's the best theme tune we've ever
heard. Oh, I can't. That's not me singing. I can't take credit for that. Choreographed dance, especially when you see.
Oh, we should get people to WhatsApp them in, like get it off your chest.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Go for it.
So, but what? When I'm on my phone and you go through sort of clip after clip after clip, and then you get these like two girls or two guys dancing to the same, and I mean, what a waste of time.
Oh.
What a waste of time that is. And like dancing with the stars and all this street.
No, it's not impressive, does it?
I mean, she said it right. That don't impress me much. There you go. That's our new feature. No, you don't sing the rest of it. No.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Shh.
No, but she said you got the moves. It don't impress you, though, the moves.
No, they don't. Yeah, it doesn't impress me much. Yeah. Any choreographed dance. Give it up. Get a job.
That is their job. Some of them.
Not a lot of them, though. Not a lot of them.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. That's all right. I mean, I feel better. I feel like I've got it off.
I can't say that. I'm right behind you on that. Yeah, I'm not keen on dancing and stuff.
Ballet, I am impressed forget with dancing.
It. I mean, if you're performing, like Michael Jackson, you're singing, you're dancing, you're putting on a performance and
he's talking about groups of dance.
I think that's harder.
Two
more
or more.
Impressive.
Two or
that
more
is
people.
More impressive because you've all got to be in
it
that
may be impressive.
Time.
But it's not entertaining for us to watch.
It does not impress me much.
Oh, that's that's a shame.
It just doesn't.
I feel sorry for you then.
Oh, look at this, look. Oh, he's going to do a flip. Hey, okay, he's done the flip.
What about the old river dance when there's a thousand?
Oh, that is impressive.
There.
It's not, though,
oh,
is
Dave,
it?
I'll bet you a little tiny bit impressive by that.
That's easier.
Well, the Irish dancing.
I suppose the first time I ever saw that, when it was half-time in the Eurovision. Yeah, I thought, that's pretty impressive. I see it over and over and over and over. No, I think I'm behind by on this one.
Okay. Well, for the next one, have a little think about what doesn't impress you that impresses other people.
Right, okay.
All right, so that was... That don't impress me much. There you go, new feature. Good theme tune.
Shania Twain, Come On Over.
Come On Over?
That's the name of the album.
That's the album.
Oh, right.
That's in the top 30.
I thought you best put it out there. Come on, Shania, come
best
on.
Best selling album of all time in the UK.
Shania, if you're single...
Why did she disappear off the scene?
She's on telly every Saturday night at the moment.
She's on... what is it, dancing?
Starstruck.
Oh, right.
No, she's what? On the panel. She had two... Well, one really fantastic album. And then she had a good follow-up. Up, I think the second one was called.
Yeah, but that's like...
When then?
What's her name?
Oasis.
No, Anastasia? Remember her?
Yeah.
She sort of come along.
Wifey liked her.
I like her.
What was her big hit? Can't remember.
Set me free, get me out of
this
misery.
Yeah, that is. Wow.
Chaka Khan, Climb Every Woman. Climb Every Woman.
Well, yeah, Climb Every Woman. Classic. I'm just going to have a little talk.
Rick Astley, where'd he go?
I know, what a shame.
He's a rat. Shame, what he's still about? He's still touring.
Yeah, still singing the same old song. I feel sorry for the other bloke. I can't think of his name. It'll come to me in a minute.
Rod Hull.
No, he had a one-hit wonder in the 80s. He's
Peter Andre.
His dad was in a group. Drive me crazy.
We're going to lose you now.
It's on the back burner.
And
on the other person that had one song, I don't think he had any more, Chesney Holmes.
That's him.
Oh, that's the
one.
Thing. That's what I was just about to say.
I am the one and only.
Didn't he sing at half time recently? Like nobody in some cup? Was it the World Cup final?
Oh, where did you dream that? It's one of Dave's dreams.
I'm sure he did.
No, you dreamt that, Bob.
Because I was in the studio and I remember Gary Lineker saying, well, you're listening to us and we've got Chesney Hawkes playing. Yeah,
I think his dad was in the Tremolos, was it?
Was he? I didn't know.
So he was in one of them, yeah. It's funny because Lee Evans' dad was in the Tremolos.
So Frank Skinner up against Eddie Murphy. What's your thoughts on Eddie Murphy, Pauline?
Eddie Murphy was great in the 80s.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop, 48 hours.
There was a point where...
He was the fat man. And he was all the family members were on the table.
Yeah, I did like that.
Oh, the Nutty Professor.
The mum.
Nutty Professor.
Yeah. I didn't mind him in that. Because when he was doing the mum and then the granddad and that, it was funny.
And he's clever what he does. I mean, Coming to America is a classic.
When he's
in the barber shop and that. Man, you mate never met Dr. Martin Luther King. I swear to you, I was walking down the street, a guy comes up to me, hit me in my chest, I was on the floor.
How do you know these words?
I looked up and I said, oh, Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, oh, sorry, son, I thought you were somebody else.
He's a bit one of these Jim Carrey, isn't he? The best thing he's ever done, by a mile, is Donkey and Shrek. He's amazing as Donkey. Oh, yeah. Must admit.
No, he is. Yeah. He's...
But apart from that, I'm not.
He was also the little dragon thing in Mulan. Yeah, I'm sure he's voiced a load of stuff.
Donkey was. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, either of these I could these through.
But yeah, when you talk about classic comedies, Coming to America is up there, and Trading Places.
Oh,
well.
Trading Places.
Yeah.
That's his,
so that was it. But there is a point where he kind of not stopped being funny, but he just sort of he did Daddy Daycare and things like that. And I mean, I don't
and
mind them.
Spice Girls kid, didn't he?
Yeah.
He made that other film as well, more recent, where he was like the robot in the spaceship and he came out the head and he was...
Dave,
yeah. That was a strange film.
Yeah. There was also another one, wasn't there, with the... Norbit.
There's one where there was a family goes to a house that's haunted.
Haunted house, yeah.
Yeah.
And a Bowfinger with Steve Martin. That was actually all right. It had Heather Graham in it. When there was
and then the other one, this something child, the Golden Child.
Oh yeah, the Golden Child. Yeah, that was like really early. That was
so really his best stuff is in the '80s, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But there's a funny clip of him. I've mentioned this before, where he's on stage with Michael Jackson, giving Michael Jackson an award. He gives him the award, and then the mic is too low on the stand, and Michael Jackson sort of has to bend down, and he goes, "Thank you very much, Everett." And he's sort of bending down, and he says to Eddie Murphy, can you move that up? And he goes to move the mic, and he thinks to himself, I don't work for Michael Jackson. And he's like, he just asked me to do it. I just did it. I think if you're looking at Eddie Murphy's sort of career, I think the better things are in the 80s. But
then they are with Steve Martin, Chevy Chase.
Yeah, that is exactly the point I was going to make. Like, if Jim Carrey...
It was a golden era.
If Jim Carrey made a film now, would it be as good as sort of Dumb and Dumber and all them kind of stuff? It's true. People peak. You can't all be on top the whole time.
Like a sportsman.
Well, the comedy... Yeah, exactly. That's because the film industry's dead on his arse.
And that's a shame, though. That's a real shame, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I
thought I saw you with the pictures, probably.
Oh, see Whitney, the others. But before that...
I lived in the cinema as a kid.
When was the last time you went to the pictures and saw a good film?
Whitney. Oh, I went to see the Maverick, is it Top Gun, the second one?
No, he said a good film.
Yeah. Yeah. Before that, I couldn't tell. It must be one of the Jurassic films, I reckon.
I can't remember the last time I went to the cinema.
Mine might be The Dark Knight or the last one, The Dark Knight Rises or something.
I've not watched it.
Oh, they're good.
I think I went to the 90s, though. I used it at cinema all the time. 80s and 90s.
I never left it.
You know, Predator 1 week, Green Mile the next.
Pulp Fiction
and
the next.
And it was exciting of what was coming out.
Yeah. And we never got... We
Sixth Sense.
We used to... Yeah, but you're saying that.
Saving Private Ryan.
But we did used to go to the cinema because we didn't have Google or anything. You'd have to ring up for the times. And we never did that. So we just thought, we're going to go to the cinema. And then you went there. It was a two-screen cinema. And you had a choice of these two films. Yeah. Whatever. So, we have seen a lot. Me and my mate, we used to go all the time.
Could look in the local paper.
Yeah,
it's several times.
None of us ever had a paper.
No, he couldn't read.
No. We went to see rubbish films as well, like the Power Rangers movie just because we loved
the
cinema.
You wouldn't have thought they were rubbish when you was that age.
Oh, no, I was fully dressed up like one. The pink one.
That's not a normal day.
but it was all about the cinema. It wasn't about the film.
They couldn't have helped cinema. They had to stop all that, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's not helped.
Seven, that was a great film at the pictures.
I think
it's never ended. There's nothing.
Cinemas stopped being good when they stopped opening the curtains. As soon as they took that away,
What about the ones that have been nominated for the Oscars this year? Oh, you're not interested, are you? Because you don't know any of them.
I don't. Yeah,
you probably don't even know the
actors. That's because it's like La La Land and things like that. Artsy fartsy stuff.
Is the best actress Oscar? Is that definitely gone?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Do we get best actor or is it just best actor and they're all thrown, the men and the women are thrown in?
I don't
in.
Know.
Which they're going to let a woman win now and again, aren't they, just to make it...
Yeah, of course they will.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless of the actual performance.
Yeah.
Why can't you have a best actor and a best actress? I just don't understand.
I can't understand that at all. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's like saying women footballers should be able to play with men footballers. Well, no, they're totally different. You can't integrate.
Well, no,
because
there's a strength
and power
difference. But acting there's none.
There's no difference.
I mean, horse racing.
You say
men and women go against each other, don't they? Show jumping.
Mm.
Some sports they do.
Wrestling. Yeah.
But I don't know why they're an actress and actor.
I don't get it. Never will understand it. I bet. You're not even allowed to be best. In 20, 30 years' time, they won't even be able to be best actor. They'll be just best person in a film.
Best supporting person.
Oh, you got actor. You can't say actor.
Best supporting person.
Yeah, best. But only let me be best.
Yeah.
Oh, this...
furthest person outstood the rest.
It's fair, isn't it? Well, you can't say one's better than the other.
It might upset. Like,
it's not fair on the shit films, is it?
This given award.
Like at the schools, isn't it? With the
sports day, yeah.
Yes,
yeah. I mean, you've got to lose.
You can't cheer your kid
on. No,
you've got to lose. You've got to lose.
There's no losers anymore.
I mean, can you imagine if I went through school, you know, being all positive and all, oh, I'm really good at everything because I'm always getting a award, I'm always getting a badge or whatever. It's brilliant. And then I create my first sitcom and somebody comes back to me and says, you don't know how to write. You're like, oh, hold on a second. Mummy. You know, it's insane.
I don't see it. I always did come last at sports day. I didn't care.
I mean, I was a bad loser as a kid, but I learned how to be better as you grew older, you know. If I hadn't have learnt that, then I would still be a bad loser, I think, because I wouldn't know how to act. Shut up!
Yeah, I was rubbish at sport at school.
Yeah,
I didn't care about it, that was why. I just
you're no like effort. Catherine Ryan, aren't you? Sports is all about getting the ball in the goal.
Playing whoosh, dosh,
bosh, swash.
I like hitting, that's good, but once I've done my bit, that...
Well, you can't catch, can you?
The arms are all... Just don't care enough. Where Vic, she's getting that ball.
Oh, she's...
I wish I was more like her.
My partner.
Oh, she's a danger to herself. She
well,
is.
Yeah, she is. Knocked her out, didn't he?
Yeah, she is.
She fell on the floor at one point, flat out.
Oh, you can see her when she went over the tennis net. That, oh, time. That was hysterical. That.
Oh, the old family holiday. We're going to come back with
fell over the tennis net and couldn't get herself back.
Nobody else.
I would have laughed.
Nobody else.
No one could. We were all busy on the floor laughing.
Stuck. Should we do a little
question? For it.
Question
for
it.
I'm getting it out. Oh, she does it again.
Oh, hoggy that old bowl here, isn't she?
Come on. The bowl of justice.
What's that say? Have you ever taken part in a sciency?
A seance.
A sciency. What? Sciency. 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 Have you ever taken...
Question,
no, I haven't.
A
seance.
Have you ever done a seance, Pauline?
No, never. Next question.
You love all that stuff.
Yeah,
don't you?
I know, but I don't want to mess with
you. But you believe in it. Yeah, you
trouble.
Do believe.
I believe in it too much that I don't want to mess about with any of that. I don't want to bring anything bad into.
Give us an example of what something that you've experienced, because you believe it because you've experienced things, haven't you?
Yeah, in our old house. So the first house that me and Lewis's dad bought. 100-year-old house. I'm wondering, I'm in a 100-year-old house now, but that's fine. So Lewis is little.
Is this one in Holly Road?
No, Western Road.
Oh, okay.
Other roads are available.
Yeah.
He was about 8 months old, I'd say. Lewis's dad gone off to work, evening.
Lewis, he either did.
Yeah, he finished work at 10, so he wasn't home yet. He used to do 2 till 10.
Yeah.
My night off, because I work nights. So, like, Lewis got ready for bed. So, you know, you put your little kid to bed and then you see him on the monitor. Then you put all the toys away because toys are everywhere. Pick them all up, put them all away. Everything was away in its box. It used to go in the corner of the room. I'm knackered. I go off to bed. Go off to bed, laying in bed, and I hear... And you know when you freeze and you just think, what the hell? It was stopping a minute. Well, I got up, creeping down the stairs... And in the centre of, like, the living room floor was one of the toys, which I knew weren't there because it was, I'd put everything in the box, just playing. It was like a teething ring. Just playing away. And I just picked it up and took the batteries out and thought, oh, my God. Other times, this would happen a lot. I'd go to sleep, wake up. No, oh, I can't sleep. The curtains are closed and I have to have the bedroom door shut. So... Shut the bedroom door, get ready for bed, close the curtains, lay down, go to sleep. Wake up, say like an hour later, bedroom door wide open, curtains wide open. And I'm the only one there because Sam's not in, like Lewis's dad. So many different things. And then one time when Lewis was little...
God, it's a list of them. Jesus, you're scaring me, lady.
One time when Lewis was little, he was about 2, and he's laying in my bed... And I'm going, come on, Lewis, go to sleep. And he's just dozing off. And you know when you're laying with it, because if I moved and then...
Yeah,
So he's just dozing off. And then he went, he opened his eyes and he sat up and he went, no,
I will eat your heart.
No, look. He's looking ahead and he went, no, no, I. And I went, no, no, Lewis. And he said, no, send a note to the man. And then he laid back down. Went asleep. Just all the so I look, it was so much stuff happening that I even looked into a vicar to come out and do something to the house. So we had separate living room, dining room. And then do you remember?
Was it just you or did your husband at the time?
Yeah, no, things happened when he was there. And then, first of all, I thought it was him, must be something, but it weren't. And then we had our house all knocked through. At the time, we had living room, dining room, and staircase. So we had the whole lot gutted and the whole lot knocked through and completely changed. And from that day of gutting the house and changing the way, the outlay of it all, we never had one thing happen. So it's like we changed the
dynamics
of the house and not one thing happened after that.
Yeah, I always remember you having stories about this sort of stuff. So many things.
So
the old lady in the shed, I have nightmares about her.
You what?
The old lady in the shed.
Oh, yeah, I won't tell that story. That freaks me out.
we'll tell that another time, maybe. Whew, that was rough going, Dave.
Well, you did ask.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you've always been one of those people that's always
I don't want to do anything to attract anything.
What's the bald thing?
Ouija board.
That's
Ouija
different board, to a seance, isn't it?
No. Well, yeah, you can do seance by the glass. But I mean, you've still got the letter. You can make up your own letters and... You make up your own to make it look like an Ouija board.
Oh, right. Okay, I see what you mean.
And you tip the glass upside down and it's supposed to... I've never done one myself, but it's supposed to move. Whether it moves or not, but I don't think it's anything to do with dead people. Not really, no. I certainly wouldn't do one in my own house.
But you don't believe in all that,
do
you?
No, I don't. I don't know. It's totally illogical. I had the chance to do one when I was a kid.
Which means you must be doubtful, otherwise you wouldn't care and you just do it.
Like, one of the kids, he obviously heard it from his big brother or something about this seance, and he came out of all the letters and the glass. He goes, "Hey, I've heard about this thing." I never didn't know what it was. We was only about 10. He goes, "Get in touch with spirits." Oh, great, like, you know. I can't do it in my house. My mum's here. Where can we do it? I don't know. And I thought, oh, down the bottom of my flat, so it was on the second floor, there was a bike shed. And everyone used to keep their there was a motorbike in there, my push bike, do my paper round in the morning. And I said, well, do it in there. But there was about 10 of us. We said, oh, we can't all go in. So I said, oh, I won't bother it. So about 6 of them went in and done it. And they was in there. We just forgot all about it, really. We was just talking outside on the grass. It's hot summer's day. The next minute, there was a smash. And they got flying out of the bottom of the flats. And God, they did look disturbed. They rationed, you know. And I said, oh, I don't know about you, you won't believe what happened. And he said, what happened? They turned the glass up and they had bits of paper with the letters on. They was asking questions. It was moving. And suddenly the glass, they thought they said, the glass filled up with black smoke and flew up to the ceiling and smashed. And then that's where they all legged it, like, you know. And I thought, yeah, of course it did, like, you know, someone's moving it, like, you know. And I said, no. They could have said that. Like,
yeah.
Of course, didn't think about it anymore till next morning.
Go and get your bike.
Down to the car.
Oh, no.
I've got to go down in this shed.
Oh, God.
Rusty old padlock, open up the door. There's my bike right at the far end.
Oh, no.
So, oh, God. So, and it, of course, it's on my mind then.
Yeah, of course it is.
So I had to walk through the whole room, get my bike from the back, thinking I'm going to turn around and the door's going to slam shut.
Don't.
And this glass is going to black smoke's going to come. So I got over there quick and got out. And it took me months to get out of my head. Like,
I can imagine.
Know. But that's the only experience I know. My sister's done it a lot back in the old days.
Yeah, I remember mum saying that.
Yeah,
Susan
and they found people and stuff. But I think the glass may move, but it's something to do with, you know, electricity from the hand. You know, I don't think it's got anything to do with, like, dead people.
But if you don't believe in no spirits whatsoever, how can you explain what happened?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm happy for it to be a logical reason. I wanted it to be, and I'm hunting for these logical reasons, but can't think what.
But
I think it is the unexplained.
But, you know, if you hear that toy going in the night and you go down and it's on the living room floor, why did you? It's only because you've seen horror films and stuff that you connect that with ghosts and dead person. It's totally illogical, isn't it? There's all ley lines and electric stuff and
But I won't think.
But wouldn't you?
No, you wouldn't though.
I'm surprised your old man, being a bit of a whiz, didn't put the old camera down there.
Yeah, I am.
Imagine that. Imagine you come down and you saw it and you actually had it on camera and see what it was.
I think that's worse.
Oh my God, I'd never go back.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Well, you didn't, did you?
No.
I remember staying at my mate's house once and we was in his room. His mum and dad had split up, so his dad was living there. And his dad loved horror films. They had every horror film you could imagine, like from Hellraiser and Freddy and all that kind of stuff. And I don't watch that sort of stuff. But every time I stayed around there, he'd say, God, let's watch this film. Anyway, we watched one of them, and about 10 minutes into one of them, I said, can you hear that? And he paused it on the VHS. He's just listening. We could hear it like a flute, like playing away.
Yeah.
He's like, what is that? And he said, I don't know. I was like, oh, you know, you're playing me. Because he was always making me jump. I thought, you've set something up. Yeah. And he looked scared. He said, well, we're going to have to go down. We're going to have to go see what it is. And I was thinking, like, Ghostbusters at the time. I was thinking about the woman in the library and all this kind of stuff. And as we sort of crept downstairs, and there was nothing, but it was louder downstairs than it was upstairs. And this was pitch black, middle of the night, you know, two lads just staying up, kind of trying to break the rules. And then we went back upstairs, and we were both too scared to carry on watching the film, so we put on... like the Wizard of Oz, something like, and turned the sound up so we couldn't hear it anymore. And it was only years later that we found out that his neighbour was a music teacher. Oh. And the only time he got to practice his own was at night. We were creeping down the stairs.
Logical explanation.
Yeah. But it was only years later that I stayed around there loads of times and it never happened.
Just the one time you don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
It's funny how silly things, though, can seem mysterious. Yeah. I mean, I remember just a couple of months ago, me and wife, we went to bed, we just laid in bed, been in there about 5 minutes. Yeah, you just drop it off. And suddenly my toothbrush. Going on, like, you know,
vibrating.
it wasn't going before. Anyway, come out, walked in, it all gingerly, thinking someone in there brushing it, and it was just gone on its own in the cupboard. Stood up, gone on its own. So I've done it again. It switched off, and about a week went by, and it done it again.
Oh.
So obviously there was something along with the electrics off the switch, and I just changed it. But silly little things like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, that morning you got up to go and get your bike. That's when the last place you want to be when you start thinking about that thing. And it's like that with me. If I could be walking somewhere and in the evening when it's getting dark or whatever. My brain is, don't think about that scary thing.
Yeah,
and then it does at that
point. Your mind plays tricks. You see these old films, don't you, back in the days of... 1850, and it's an old house, and there's only little gas lights, it's all spooky. You think, blimey, how can they stay in that house?
Yeah.
But they've never read a book about horror, they've never seen a TV programme about horror, they've never seen a horror film. They got
no reason
to... Vampires, ghosts, and...
Frankenstein and all
that. There's nothing like that, it's just life. It's like a cat and a dog, they're never going to be scared of a gut. I mean...
Yeah.
So it's only now, it's all, every person's got all this stuff in their head that when you're alone on your own at night, it all comes back. You know, you've got to hear, like, a house settling down, a little creep. What's that? You go to all these different films you've seen. Yeah.
Our new build is, at night, there's a certain noise. It must be the cooling down of something, but it does make, like, this crash noise. It's like a... Like that. Every night it'll do it, but we don't know where it comes from, what it is. Yeah, but it's just, it's obviously we've
turned the heating off
or, I don't know, just settling off. But yeah, it's the same. When the kids stayed around, I had to tell them, look, there will be a loud noise at some point. I said, it might wake you up, but it's nothing. Don't worry about it, you know. Because that would scare me as a kid.
So do you believe, or do you think...
I believe!
Do you think it's all just...
I
think it's mumbo jumbo.
Well, you've only got to watch somebody who, like Derren Brown, who says, I don't believe in any of this.
Oh, I believe this.
And then he
out
does
there
it. He can just do stuff and sort of break that mold. But I'm still scared of it. That's the annoying thing. If
you don't believe, you won't
exactly
be scared.
Exactly.
So there is a part in your subconscious saying.
Yeah, it's like I'm not religious. I don't believe there is a God or whatever. But if I'm in a plane and it's going down, I'm going to pray. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that. You. It's like, I don't know, it's the instinct, I suppose. Or I'm just part of it. I'm easily scared, though. I even hate it when somebody comes up behind you and goes,
"Whoa!" Oh, yeah, I'm easily, yeah,
hate
I'm
that.
The same.
You used to do that with me, Dave, going upstairs.
Gotcha! Grab your leg.
Yeah.
Grab your leg.
Yeah. That wasn't fun. Cheers, Dave. Fun for you, though. Wow, 40 minutes gone by. That was a good question, whoever it was.
Me.
Yep. Have you ever taken part in a skianse? Spanish. Skianse. Oh, good times, good times. So, we've had Skiance, we've had new features, we've had a lot, haven't we, eh? This has been a roller coaster of a ride. Favourite Eddie Murphy film?
It's not an Eddie Murphy film, but Shrek, but it's not an Eddie Murphy
film.
What is that? Nutty Professor. Yeah, it'll be that. Because I like it when he's doing all the characters.
Yeah, the dinner table.
Yeah, and the little boy's farting and the mum's telling him off.
My little Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
I think that'd be mine.
I think mine's got to be Coming to America.
Mine would be 48 Hours. But then
Nick Nolte.
Closely followed by Trading Places and Beverly Hills Cop. And another 48 Hours. Oh, Nick Nolte was a good actor, wasn't he?
Yeah, he
still
was.
Is.
Yes,
I don't know if he's still doing it out there. Yeah. But
I've got to watch that film with him and Martin Short again. The Fugitives.
Oh, yeah.
Three Fugitives. Yeah. Yeah, he had a real, like a Mickey Rourke kind of voice, didn't he? Like real gravelly.
He came to prominence in a miniseries called Rich Man, Poor Man.
Oh, okay.
I think his name was Jordash in it.
Jordash?
Yeah. He was like two brothers, and he was like the uneducated sort of yob.
Oh, okay.
And his brother was like the one who went on to be a politician. That, you know, he was the educated brother. And it's a really good series. There's a real bad guy in it called Falconetti.
Jesus, they could think of names back there. Yeah.
But it was really good. It was really good back in the day.
Good name for a podcast.
I've never seen it advertised since. I mean, mind you, it was out in the 70s, I think. Early days of what they have now, box sets, I suppose. But
binge worthy.
Yeah, but he was good in it, really good.
Yeah, good actor, really good actor. You got a quiz, Dave?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Do we need a pen?
No.
Oh.
No. Definitely not with this one.
Do I need a bell?
Yeah, no, I need a bell.
You can
and
ring my bell.
Ring ding dong. Ring a ding ding.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're on.
You're gonna need that last one.
See who goes first.
Flip that coin.
Ooh.
Flip that.
Whoa!
Take my eye out.
Pauline.
Tails.
Heads.
Heads.
Well, do you want to go first or second?
Can I hear what it is first before I jump the gun?
Hey?
Can I hear what's happening?
Yeah, I'm going to give you two people. You've got to tell you the oldest.
Oh.
As simple as that.
Oh, okay. Are these people in our family?
No.
Ah. That would have been easy.
Me or Fred?
Fred's a little boy, just in case listeners don't know. That's why that joke worked.
I'm a big boy.
I'm a big boy now.
Where's that from?
Nappy advert.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Robert.
First, I'll go first.
Who is oldest out of these two people? No particular order I'm going to give them. Helen Mirren, actress, one of her finest.
She's very good.
Actor.
Oh.
Or President Joe Biden.
Oh.
Who's going to do another term, they reckon?
Surely not.
He reminds me of
I know the answer to this.
He reminds me of, like...
Shame.
He reminds me of like Weekend at Bernie's, like they just prop him up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a bit on YouTube, his best bits.
His best bits. His highlight reel.
It's hysterical. Right, Helen Mirren or yeah. President Joe Biden?
That's annoying.
Well, you know it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go. God, that's difficult. I'll go Biden.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey!
Biden is 80. Helen Mirren's only 77.
Oh, I knew she was 77 because I googled it yesterday. How weird is that?
Why did you google it?
Because me and Dad were talking about it. I wonder how old she is.
Pauline.
That cut us off. Oh, hold on, Dave.
The quiz.
Oh, so that last one didn't count.
Yeah.
Actor Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Or former world heavyweight champion Iron Mike Tyson,
oh.
The undefeated, the undisputed
champion of the world.
Former member of
Ireland.
former member of D-Generation X.
Tom Cruise, Mike Tyson. Who's the oldest?
I've got no idea how old Mike Tyson is, which makes me think he might be older than what I'm thinking. I'm going to go Mike Tyson is older.
Most dangerous man.
Mike Tyson is 56.
Oh.
Tom Cruise, 60.
I don't know much about Mike.
1-0, Bob.
Are you ready? I'd have said the same.
Ex-England international footballer Paul Gascoigne.
Okay, Gazza.
Or shrieky singer Mariah Carey.
Oh, well, Gazza looks a lot older, but... I know which
one is older.
I know which one I sleep with. Sorry, Mariah. Who is older?
Gascoigne.
I've got to go with Mariah Carey. Is older.
Paul Gascoigne is 55. Mariah Carey, 53.
Oh,
that's close, isn't it?
Still 1-0. Pauline, are you ready?
Right, come on.
I was trying to think how old he was when, like, fantasy and that came about.
Bugs Bunny or Donald Duck?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say Donald.
Donald is 88.
That's old.
Bugs Bunny, 84.
She's
equalised.
I can't say that anymore. Them.
Them's equalised.
Yeah.
Robert, you ready?
Yes.
Coronation Street actor William Roach, aka Ken Barlow, or Clint Eastwood.
Oh.
Who'd win a fight?
Well,
oh, that's hard. I wouldn't know that.
Did I take four shots?
Are you older than me? Well, are you punk?
I think I'll go Clint. Clint Eastwood is older than Ken Barlow.
I think I would have gone Ken.
William Roach is 90.
Oh, blimey.
Clint Eastwood, 92.
Oh,
92.
See, in my head, Clint Eastwood is still like he 92. Was at the Jim Carrey.
He might be our greatest ever actor, you know.
Yeah.
He's right up there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't realise he was old as
90. And he's you tell you people have their peak. He's been consistently there, hasn't he?
92. Pauline.
Yeah, I'm ready.
One of my favourite actors, Jeff Bridges.
Good actor. Do you know who that is?
Who's Jeffrey? Which was he?
Big Lebowski.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know now.
Or wrestling legend Hulk Hogan.
Oh, God, I don't really know these two.
What's the theme tune, Bob?
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
What's that?
That's his theme tune.
So what?
Hulk Hogan's theme tune. Come on.
Oh.
I am a real American. Skin like a hot dog.
Oh.
Who is older, Hulk Hogan or Jeff Bridges?
I have no idea, because I'm not good on these, but I'm going to go Hulk Hogan, but I don't have
a... Sorry, name. Who?
Did you say his name was Hulk Hogan?
Sorry, what's his name?
Oh, what am I saying? How am I saying it wrong?
I didn't hear.
Hulk Hogan.
There you go.
What did I say?
Hulk Hogan.
Hogan is 69 years old. Jeff Bridges... 73 years old.
Wow. Hulk Hogan looks older, I think. He's damaged his
Robert.
Body. Yes.
You're leading 2-1. Western legend.
What was that noise?
Billy the Kid.
Oh, Billy the Kid. I saw a thing, a picture of him.
William H. Bonney.
There are only two known pictures of Billy the Kid.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And comedy legend Stan Laurel. Billy the Kid, Stan Laurel.
I wish people could see that face you're doing.
Billy the Kid or Stan Laurel.
Living in America.
I'll go Stan.
Stan Laurel would be 133 years old.
Yeah.
Billy the Kid will be 164 years old.
Wow, jeez.
It's very close. It's only 2-1, Pauline. You need this one.
I do.
That was really interesting, that photo of him.
British woman in film, Julie Walters.
All right, yeah.
Or
British woman in film.
Guns N' Roses frontman, Axl Rose.
Oh, that's a...
Oh.
Ding 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 ding
ding
ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding
ding
ding ding ding ding.
Mind you, I ain't seen Axl Rose for a while.
I haven't seen her since Billy Elliot.
Robert.
Yes, father.
Two pop legends. Oh, hello. Justin Bieber or Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Who's older?
Oh. She was Hannah Montana, wasn't she? While he was. I'm going to go for Miley Cyrus. He's older.
Justin Bieber, 28. Miley Cyrus. 30.
Yes.
Well done.
Process of elimination.
Pauline, are you ready?
Yes. They're so down to earth, those two.
Actor Macaulay Culkin.
Ooh.
Or the most overrated footballer of all time,
who?
David Beckham.
Macaulay
Culkin. Macaulay Culkin is 42.
Oh, no, Beckham. No.
47. And finally, Robert. Scene sensation, Tom Jones, or Star Wars Indiana Jones legend, Harrison Ford. I saw the light on the night. Oh, can't see that anymore, can I?
No, no.
Oh, you can't.
Bloody hell.
Don't swear.
All right.
Who was the first one? Forgotten.
Tom Jones, Harrison Ford.
Tom Jones, Harrison Ford. This is going to be close, isn't it? I'll go Tom Jones.
Tom Jones is 82.
Yeah, good.
Harrison Ford, 80.
Hey!
That's all over. Bob 4, Pauline 1. Give him another point.
Give me that point, girl. Put it on. Hurry up, go on, put it on.
Yeah,
what's the score now? I can't see it.
6-9,
I'm coming back.
Yeah, I'm sure it's 9-2.
Hooray,
against the three. Oh, it's the worst six I've ever seen in my life.
It's because my arm I can't get comfortable.
Did you have a stroke half eye? It's like a fish. so, yes, I am coming back. Second round's going to be my round. Demolished her. Demolished her.
No, you're not winning yet.
Demolish the bitch. it is time for... Diary. Now, if you remember last time, this wasn't entered by Dave, was it?
Oh, yay. She said she's got hold of me diary and started putting stuff in.
Who does she think she is? Don't keep hold of this one, Dave.
It's pulling and pulling. I can't believe a word she's saying.
In her handwriting... Jackie didn't have the ump, and there was no bad news. In brackets, you mug.
Really?
Yeah,
show me name. You mug.
Two exclamation marks.
She's very angry, isn't she?
Well, then she's put
there. Jackie, we know now.
She's actually writing in my name now. She's put, Met Jackie at the Arch Press, that's where she worked, architectural press. Had dinner at my place, Dave's. Jackie washed her hair. Dave has just broken my heart by telling me he's not having a shave. We are now going to the Pineapple, which is the pub in Elephant Castle. Dave will tell you more about it later, no doubt. In brackets, this is Jackie saying good night from me and good night from him.
She was the comedian
of the family. Oh, sorry. I thought that was out.
In my writing now, go to Pineapple, not a lot of good. See Jackie's at the bus stop, come home. Now, I'll tell you something about the Pineapple.
Was that the name of it, the Pineapple?
Pineapple's in Everton Castle, a pub called the Pineapple. And it was known to be, I didn't know at the time, but it was known to be a bit of a gay place.
Well, I was going to say.
It was unusual back in the 70s. And I remember I went up, we went in there, there's only about three other people in there. So she sat down, I went and got the drinks. And when the bloke, I ordered the two drinks, probably cut about 40p.
Snowball.
And when they were giving me the change, he stroked my hand.
Oh, lovely.
That was a signal.
And that was a...
I mean, he's like, we're leaving.
Yeah, it was a drink up, we're out of here.
Play it cool, you know what I mean?
It's the first time I'd ever come in, and the last time I'd ever come in contact with anything so brazen in my life.
I accidentally ended up in a gay bar.
Accidentally, once. Yeah.
Well, I did right. No, because I was out with the lads and we were sort of in Soho. Oh no, Camden. We were in Camden. Going around and we were just
Camden.
Camden. I was like a helicopter.
Oh, soon.
Yeah. And so we ended up in this place and it was all. Exactly the same, nothing, you know. And then my mate said, I'm just going to go to the loo. We got some drinks. While, and he came out of the loo and he said, we're probably not suited for this place because the inside of the toilets was, it was just naked men pictures everywhere in the gents. Like, all over, yeah. And he said that it's almost like wallpapered with, like, men's magazine, you know. And he was like, yeah, we'll drink up, we'll go, lads. And he wouldn't tell us until we left. So he was like, oh, that seems all right, innit? It seems all right.
All men.
We're in good company, we're the lads. Yeah. It wouldn't have bothered me. I mean, it is what it is.
Would you quite happily go to a gay bar now, though?
Yeah, it just stops all the women coming up to me, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, you do have that problem.
They bombard me, they do. Yeah. Oh, are you Bob from Dusty? Oh, yeah, I've seen your stuff. Oh, it's just all over me. Groupies there.
Oh, can't be having that.
Yeah. And then I woke up. Right.
Jackie was the comedian of the family, wouldn't she? Yeah, I love that.
Who was? Oh, Jackie. Yeah,
good night from him. Putting words in his mouth as well.
She does it on a couple of other pages, I noticed as well.
Dave is more in love with me than he's ever been in his entire life.
Yeah. Yeah. When he's born to have a shave.
Heartbroken. Oh, he ain't had a shave since. Yeah. So Frank Skinner and Eddie Murphy. Oh. So is this easy or you just don't care?
I think you should go first, Bob.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go Eddie Murphy. I could watch Coming to America over and over again, well, Trading Places.
Coming to America.
Frank Skinner is sort of, he's on the outskirts for me.
Because I don't care. I'm going to go Frank Skinner.
Okay.
So that Dave can decide.
I'll go Frank Skinner.
I should have gone. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gutted about that because I don't think Frank.
We didn't even mention Raw, did we?
No, that's right.
I did like it.
I just think Eddie Murphy is massively more talented, but that's fine. We do the draw, we do the vote. I'm not happy about it, but that's what it is. Rip it up, Dave.
And they're both equal in my eyes, so I don't see.
Everybody's equal. Everyone gets a prize for trying.
They're all winners on them cards.
Apart from that card that's got ripped up. Eddie Murphy's out. I can't believe it.
He's in the Caffè Latte pot.
Caffè Latte? Well, Frank Skinner's through. I'm really sort of disappointed with that.
Do you not like Frank Skinner?
Well, I do, but I like him, but I don't know. Yeah, all right. Okay. It's happened now.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like he won by default because you didn't vote. That's your fault, that is.
Sulky because you didn't like him much.
Yeah.
No, I didn't
sell
because
you did the draw.
Oh, the draw, yeah.
I'll pick one this time. I'll pick that one.
I'm picking the other one.
Make it a good one, Bob.
Boom.
Living in America.
You go first, Dave.
UK or US?
UK.
Oh.
US.
Oh.
Oh, another one.
Dave Chappelle.
Versus the two Ronnies. The two Ronnies versus Dave Chappelle, who I've been watching a lot of, actually. He's really good. Yeah, so Frank Skinner is through to the next round, stupidly, and Eddie Murphy is out. any thoughts on, you know, if you want to go onto our Facebook page and join us for a little... That don't impress me much. Something that other people are impressed by, but you don't
so
care.
So I'm like, oh, this elimination.
Yeah, podcasting. Stop telling me about your podcast. yeah, could happen. But we'll be back. We'll be back next time for another one.
I've got something to say.
Go on.
Chumbawamba.
I get knocked down.